radio apoyada solamente por nuestros radioescuchas. Es una radio comunitaria para los condados de Greene y Columbia.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crisis strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Peter Meyer in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Welcome to the special 13th anniversary pledge drive edition of the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour. I'm your host, Casey, with my co-host and co-conspirator, Poche Noir, whom some call Pokey for short.
Bonsoir and a bon anniversaire, WGXC. That was 13 by Johnny Cash. It's the 10th day of the month of Ventose in the French Republican calendar, but it's not the first Tuesday of the month as it usually is for our show. Rather, as Casey said, it's a special pledge drive broadcast of the show intended to drum up monthly supporters of WGXC.
Hell yeah. Here's our standard disclaimer. Remarks made tonight reflect the opinions of whomever may be speaking them, a.k.a. myself and Bill, or rather, Pokey.
Thank you.
Also, those remarks need not reflect the opinions of anyone else in the DSA. These are merely the thoughts of Pokey and I. If you disagree or want to qualify anything said on the show tonight, then you might consider joining DSA and making your thoughts and opinions known, or become a WGXC programmer.
The songs we'll be playing tonight, they'll be either songs from the year of WGXC's birth, which was 2011, 13 years ago, or we'll somehow reference WGXC somehow. And before we get to talk of any politics, we're going to play another song. And here we go.
You say that I'm messing with your head. You're on your knees, begging, please stay with me.
Wow. Power pop from Avril Lavigne.
Ah, incredible. That okay. really brings me back.
Okay. So what does the year 2011 mean for you, Casey?
I was 17. I was a junior / senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was deeply formative.
Okay.
God,
I was past my prime. Let's just
no
put
way.
That.
No way.
Yes.
You're in your prime.
No,
you
no,
are
no.
You're peaking now.
No,
Bill.
No, no. So, Avril Lavigne. So, I guess in regard to the French Republican calendar, we would call her Floria Lavigne, since Floral is the month for generally April in the French Republican calendar.
Dig sure. It?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right. So, let's get a little organized here and.
Hold it. Let me get that phone.
WGXC Capital District Socialist Good Time Hour. How may I direct your call?
Evening to you. May I speak to management, please?
There's no management to speak of, just your host for the show. Who's calling?
Tis Lucky, the Lucky Charm Sucrican.
Well, it's good for you to call, Lucky. We started this show with Johnny Cash's 13, which isn't about good luck at all. So why are you calling in?
In honor of WGXE's lucky 13th year, exhort listeners to support WGXE every goddamn month with $13. We all haven't magical pots of gold hid away under rainbows.
Well, thank you, but can I say just one thing, though? I recall the Lucky Charms leprechaun being a man, and you sound kind of like a woman.
But I am a woman leprechaun, you don't get. He's a cartoon, and Mr. Lucky is just the role I play. My acting skills pay the bills, as those BC boys and me talented didn't say.
You know, Mr. Lucky, I'm suspicious and I'm quite a cynic by nature. Can you give us a little of your act and put my mind to rest, please?
Always after me Lucky Charms, the frosted oat cereal with marshmallow surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds. Helps complete this nutritious breakfast.
But where do those background musics and effects come from?
Did I not tell you I am a magical being? Jesus, you are an Egypt. When I'm the Lucky, the music just happens.
So, Ms. Lucky, do you live in the WGXC listening area?
Well, right now, I am sure somewhat in La Folly, shame of it all. My visa ran out while picketing in the SAG after a strike, and in no sleep in the cellar of the Michael Quill Center.
And you're a monthly supporter of WGXC yourself?
I am indeed. A part of every union scale paycheck goes to WGXC before it turn it into gold coin.
So, what are the politics of leprechauns?
Leprechauns are all over politically, as you may expect from magical beings. Some are downright nasty fascists. For myself, I'll proudly stand for a united but socialist Ireland. And a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, of course. And I am a proud SAG-AFTRA member.
You heard it here first, folks. The Lucky Charms leprechaun supports a ceasefire in Gaza. Thank you, Ms. Lucky. Slán.
Fran Drescher Furver.
Well, Lucky particularly announced the Beastie Boys and the skills to pay the bills. Do we have that in our repertoire for tonight? Let's take a look.
I'm gonna make you mine.
high energy tonight.
Yeah, seriously. Don't worry, we'll bring it down.
Okay.
With this. So yeah, one thing Bill and I were just talking about that can't be done by programmers and
Pokey.
Hosts.
You called me Bill.
Oh, it's
okay.
Pokey,
that's all right.
Pokey. One thing that can't be done by programmers and hosts such as Pokey and I.
Thank you.
On nonprofit WGXC is to outright ask listeners to buy anything or do anything except for to ask them to become monthly donors. So once again, go to wavefarm.org and right up front will be a form for you to become a monthly donor for any amount that you're comfortable with. They've got the skills, so allow them to pay the bills.
I suggest cutting one of your bougie subscription services that you don't really use or never used or don't use anymore and donating that monthly cost to WGXC.
Preach. But there are many things going on in the political world locally that we can at least announce. So at 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 7th, next Thursday, at the cafeteria of the Caro Durham Elementary School will be a public hearing of the Caro Town Planning Board addressing the projected ruination of Round Top by building a massive resort and residence for the ultra-wealthy. Think White Lotus in the Catskills. They're building it on what was the Blackhead Golf Course. It's so beautiful up there, and what they're planning on doing is just tragic, truly. More information may be found at saveroundtop.com, so definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm. I'm just actually on saveroundtop.com, and I'm going to read from that website. It says here, the proposed development project is a massive, ultra-luxury resort and high-density residence on the former Blackhead Mountain Lodge property in Round Top, a hamlet of Caro, New York.
Caro.
All right. It involves constructing at least 87 new buildings, including a 91,000-square-foot lodge and a wastewater treatment plant and a re-engineering of the mountainside to reroute ponds and streams. There will be more than 264 bedrooms. The former Blackhead Mountain Lodge had 24 rooms. At least 73.2 acres of land will be physically disturbed. The physically disturbed is in quotes. And it will likely be branded as operated as a Six Senses hotel and residence. And this is underlined. Think of it as an exclusive subdivision for the world's wealthiest people. Well, if that isn't an insult to people.
It's just bonkers. And also, the mountain towns. I live in a hill town, but the mountain towns are already experiencing, flooding that we haven't had, at least in my lifetime. I'm just like, what are they thinking? It's crazy.
Uh-huh. That's Thursday night, March 7th. What are they thinking? Well.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. They're thinking cha-ching. And that's in my calendar. I might go.
I'm going to try my darndest. I work at.
That's right. Yes.
I work at the bar that night, but we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, so next Thursday, we got one other thing to plug as well.
Okay, but let's play a song between then.
All right.
Let's play some more music. Let's see what we got here.
What are we hearing?
Let's see. We'll be right back. right. That was the 2011 hit by EMA, Milkman. So there are some other interesting events that are going on these days. On March 9th, at the United Tenants of Albany, the Capital District, and other concerned people will be knocking on the doors of certain areas of Albany, certain wards of Albany, in support of the Emergency Tenant Protections Act, which is state legislation which allows localities to obtain New York City-style rent control in Albany. That door knocking is going to begin on at 1 p.m. on March 9th. That's a Saturday. And we're all going to meet the headquarters of the United Tenants of Albany, 255 Orange Street in, of course, Albany. And if you want any more information, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you to show up. I'm just not even suggesting. I'm making the information available to you. That's at housing@capitaldistrictdsa.org. Have you ever had a rent control apartment when you were in New York?
God, I wish.
No. I know.
No, never even. That, like, it was just a dream. But mm-hmm. a friend of mine was walking down the street in Harlem and found her place just had a little sign on the door. It was like this old woman owned the building. And she got her one bedroom for like $1,300 in a rent-controlled building. But I was never...
How big an apartment was that?
Oh, my God. It was like 700, 800 square feet. Like,
Oh, my God.
It was huge. Yeah, it was.
That is huge.
It was crazy. I've never been more jealous of anything in my life.
Uh-huh.
Because I was paying not double that, but I was paying like 1900.
What years are we talking of?
At this point, it must have been 2017, 2016, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That has to come to Hudson too. And of course to Greene County and Catskill and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Just the market is not working.
I know. I mean, even thinking about it now, like what I was paying, $1,900 was like dimes compared to what mm-hmm. places cost now.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Catskill, I'm like, who is paying this? But people are, because they have to.
I would like to see rents based upon your landlord's expenses and a certain percentage above. I think it's very important to open the books.
I concur. That makes sense. Yeah,
I would like
not?
To see that.
Yeah.
All right.
So, 13 years ago.
13 years ago. Let's go back to this. Where's my screen? All right. So, are you in the mood for a little Fleet Foxes?
Always.
From 2011?
Yeah. This one, I was telling Bill, this song in particular, a boy gave me a mix CD, and I had just bought my first car in 2011, and it was the only song, because the CD skipped a lot,
because mm-hmm.
I scratched it, so this song would just play on repeat, and I was obsessed with it, and the song, listening back to it now, it feels very appropriate for my 30-year-old self, but
okay.
Just, like, lyrically, but, like, it does instill, like, such a sense, like, a sense of yearning that I had growing up here in 2011 and wanting to get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know.
It's, yep.
You'll see.
What kind of car was it? Was it manual or automatic?
It was automatic. I tried to learn manual, but my friend had a manual, but I would always stall at stop signs, and I still have that problem. But it was a Hyundai Elantra from 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hatchback. It was great. I called her Skipper. And then my sister...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that when I headed an office in St. Lawrence County, my employees asked me, well, what do we call you? We call you the boss? You know, are you the super... Whatever. And I'm like, well, and I, you know, I love the World War II submarine movies. So I said, just call me Skipper. And, of course, that devolved into Barbie's friend Skipper. You know, but there you go. Let's play the Fleet Foxes.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you can see. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But
All right, I screwed up. I hit the wrong thing, and that was the best part of the song for Casey. My apologies, Casey.
It's okay. You really ripped me right out of 2011.
Maybe I can send you back to 2011. Let me take a look here.
Let's take a look.
Are we going to play Kesha?
I love that you keep calling her Keisha.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
My aunt had a dog named Keisha, and my best friend Sarah threw me a birthday party in 2011 that was Kesha themed. It was crazy.
All right, now I gotta hear.
It was like my parents are out of town. It was I'm born in the summer, and we all like doused ourselves in glitter, and it was just like,
oh, was that her thing?
Oh, my Kesha. Oh,
yes.
You don't know.
Not really.
You don't know?
I saw her a couple of times. I think just once on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. She does. You know the song? It's like, wake up in the morning feeling like. Did you listen to the song that you're about to
yes,
play?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, her thing is like glitter and like kind of like indie sleaze was a really big thing in 2011. It was kind of the end of, I guess it wasn't the end of, it was kind of right in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of like.
And now sleaze is just a big thing, just entirely.
Yeah. It was like trashy and hot and like not in like a negative like connotation at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't mean that in a bad way. It was just kind of like, I feel like I can't do it justice without cursing, and I'm not going to do that on air.
You can't?
No, I can't. But yeah, she threw me a birthday party, and then Yeah, it was. There's a lot of debaucherous tales from that time. A lot of my and my friends' first times drinking. It was one that I will always remember. Thank you, Sarah.
Let me see. There is a.
Yeah, it was 13 years ago. Crazy to think about. WGXC was just being born. As was I.
And. All right. I know how to repair things here. All right. Here's a terrific song. Okay, did I redeem myself with that song?
You did.
Okay.
That was a fun one. That was a fun album.
That was, and who was that?
The Black Keys.
Okay.
Dan Auerbach hasn't done too much that I've loved since that album, Yeah.
So, in thinking about WGXC's birth of 13 years ago, I went back and see what was going on in 2011. And, of course, it came back to me that the Occupy movement happened in 2011. I was not in New York at the time. I was in forgotten Jefferson County at the time.
Well, you were in New York.
Well, I was in New York State. Let's put it that way. No, actually, it was St. Lawrence County. I'm sorry, St. Lawrence County, way up by the Canadian border. But were you in New York at the time?
So I was still in high school but I was visiting colleges, and I knew I had early applied to a college, so I knew I was going to the city.
Uh-huh.
And my best friend, the one that threw me the Kesha party, was going to college in New York as well. So I was visiting her, and we went down, and my campus, my soon-to-be campus, was in Lower Manhattan, so we were walking around.
Oh, where was that? Where'd you go?
Pace University.
Okay.
And so it was right there. So we were walking around, and I remember walking along, like, Fulton, and we got to Zuccotti mm-hmm. Park mm-hmm. because, like, I remember it now because, like, there was this place called Charlie's that was right at the edge of Zuccotti Park, and that's, like, where we would go to get, like, trash food when we were after a night of partying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never been there, and I saw – we walked in, and there was a ton of people. And I was like, what the heck is happening? And, like, I knew of Occupy Wall Street, but I didn't really know that much. It wasn't really on the forefront of the residents of Greenville's mind.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a group of, thinking back now, they were like 20 years old. They were like super young, but like at the time to me, they were like grown-ups. They were all like on the edge of the curb sitting handcuffed, and there were like these cops like standing over them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all sitting there with their hands behind their backs, and this one cop walked up to one of them and just, like, pepper sprayed them? Or what I assume was pepper spray. And I just remember being like, what the heck?
Just one cop pepper sprayed one?
Yeah, he just walked up uh-huh. to this kid and just, like, sprayed him.
Yeah.
And I remember being, like, so scared and also being like, that was the first time, honestly, that was, like, a big moment for me. Just in my political, mm-hmm. just like wherewithal, because I was just like, that is not right. Like, there is something mm-hmm. very wrong with this scenario. And you know, 2011 was a big year. It was about to be an election year, and that was a big thing. And I remember my whole personality was just like trying to be contrarian
mm-hmm.
against like people in my high school were like really for Mitt Romney, and I was like, I'm going to go for Obama. And that was like the basis of like my decision making at the time, just being like, no, I don't like him. I'm going to go for Obama. And like, I didn't really think much of it. And then had that experience in New York and seeing those people who were just like,
mm-hmm.
and then I like went home and I read into it more and I researched it more. And that was kind of like the first time that I was like, oh, okay. Like these people are bad. And this is a blatant abuse of power, and like this, the money shouldn't be, you know, yeah. like it was a very, I guess, formative experience.
When my plan is, I've learned this since, is that our mutual acquaintance and comrade and friend, Patrick, was part of all of that back in the day.
Really?
Yep.
I love that.
And he had. When he agrees with something, he's got a certain hand motion that mm-hmm. he uses
mm-hmm.
that he said that he picked that. Yeah, a little. Well, this is radio. You can't see it, but it's a specific type of hand motion that he uses when he signals agreement with something that he said he picked up during the Occupy protests.
I wonder if he was there that day. I wonder if he knew any of the kids were getting arrested mm-hmm. that day. I'm sure he did. Or
next time.
I mean, I don't know. There's so many people, though. It was very exciting, but it was also really scary
mm-hmm.
And upsetting. But yeah, that's my Occupy anecdote.
Well, on a good note about things that are scary, I have in my greedy little mitts the February 2024 report of Tish James, Attorney General, upon the Saratoga Springs Police Department's response to protests in 2021. Haven't read it all the way through, but page one, which is the executive summary, is gangbusters. I may just read some of it.
Please do.
I'm going to read the first paragraph in the entirety. For more than a year, beginning May 31st, 2020, the city of Saratoga Springs saw regular Black Lives Matter protests on its downtown streets. Full stop. The protests criticized city officials and called to defund, that's in quotes, the Saratoga Springs Police Department. Although they could be raucous, The protests were also peaceful. There were no credible allegations that any BLM protester ever harmed another person or damaged property during a Saratoga Springs protest. On June 26, 2021, at a press conference, Saratoga Springs Assistant Police Chief John Catone threatened the BLM protesters that he would, quote, pull out every single connection my family has made over the last 130 years, and I will stop your narrative, close quote. Quote, Catone said aloud what other Saratoga Springs officials expressed only privately, that the city should use its police force to silence the BLM protesters. I'm going to go to another part of this blockbuster report. The attorney general concludes that in 2021, a guy named Dalton, who is a, let's see how they give him here, Robin Dalton, a public safety commissioner, Mayor Meg Kelly, and Police Chief Shane Crooks implemented an unconstitutional official policy of retaliating against BLM protesters based upon their speech. The sweeping arrests violated the police department's written policies to protect protesters' First Amendment rights, but they were conceived of and approved by the highest decision makers in city government. Because those arrests were caused by official hostility to the protesters and their message, they violated the First Amendment. Now, this report is 28 pages long, and I hear that there are even more fiery sections of that report that people are trying to get through a Freedom of Information Law request. But anyway, wow.
Yeah, I mean, we have comrades up in Saratoga who we organize with, and it's just like, I mean, thankfully, like they're acknowledging, like I mean, what is gonna happen?
Oh, I hope somebody gets a civil rights attorney and bleeds those people out of money. That's what I hope.
Yeah, I mean, that would be one of the just consequences. But I mean, we knew all of this. We knew that, like, but I mean, it is very validating, I'm sure, for those in Saratoga to have Letitia James, you know, publish this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that was a crazy time.
I think what would be the proper song to follow that report? Let me see here. Okay. I'm going to play the Alabama Shakes right now.
We'll be right back. gotta hold on.
Oh my God, that song is like a freaking ice cream sundae.
This is such a fun show for me.
I'm glad you're digging it.
Just a trip down memory lane.
So then if you love the trip down memory lane, I'm going to give you the choice of either the next song being a St. Vincent tune or Florence and the Machine.
Oh. The problem is I think Florence and the Machine is more radio friendly, but the St. Vincent song is so great.
Why wouldn't I play the St. Vincent song?
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Let's rip St. Vincent.
All right.
This one was big formative for me.
Did you ever really stare at me? Did you ever really stare at me? Sparrows blue.
Wow, that's quite a song.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's wonderful.
Wow. So let's see. Our hour is almost up. So it's going to be time to get to our outro, but I want to thank everybody, comrades, and all the other listeners. That's all the time we have for this episode. So I'm going to ask you all to tune in at 7 p.m. on the next first Tuesday of March. That's March 5th, and that's only 6 days away. We haven't done any preparation for the show yet, but we'll get to it. We're not exactly sure now what the show would be all about.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
If you're interested in joining DSA, you may join at dsausa.org, where you'll find many levels of membership to comport with your finances. Or you may find out more about our chapter specifically at capitaldistrictdsa.org. There are two types of organizations for social change, ones that rely upon members' dues and others that rely upon donations. DSA is the dues-reliant type. We don't spend our time hustling for donations. We depend upon winning people to our ranks with ideas.
And there's one other thing, since this is the pledge drive, we're going to close this out with a pitch for everyone to go to wavefarm.org, WAVEFARM.org, and become a monthly supporter of WGXC. Please give $13 if you can. $13 a month or more. And as an honorific to the station's manager, Tom Rowe, here's something from his partial namesake.
Yeah.